Chapter 3, Number 1. Speech is such a familiar part of daily life that we rarely pause to consider what it is. It seems as natural to humans as walking, and only less so than breathing. Yet, it needs just a moment's reflection to convince us that this naturalness of speech is but an illusion. The process of acquiring speech is, in fact, an utterly different sort of thing from the process of learning to walk. In the case of the latter function, culture, in other words, the traditional body of social practices, is not seriously brought into play. The child is individually equipped by the complex set of factors that we call biological heredity to make all the needed muscular and nervous adjustments that result in walking. Walking is an inherent biological function of man.